from the National Review. He is David French, and he is on the phone. How are you, Mr. French?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Now, this Lisa Guerrero and I were talking right before we got on the air, and I said, I don't know what you think about this politically, but this Trump situation is by far the most strange phenomenon I've ever seen in my entire life, certainly politically.
Oh, there's no doubt that that's right. I'm 47 years old. I've been following politics since I could basically read, and I have never seen anything quite like this. It's a remarkable political phenomenon. It's an expression of deep anger, certainly. It's also an expression of how our culture has come to value the power of celebrity.
You know, right.
If Donald Trump wasn't a megawatt celebrity who'd had a top-running TV show for more than a decade, and he'd come out and he'd made his speech about the wall and immigrants, he would be a footnote, an asterisk. We know this because there have been other politicians who've made the same case and have gone exactly nowhere.
Right. Pat Buchanan came to mind. I remember, you know, earlier on in last part of the last century, he kind of had the same rhetoric, and he was just looked at as a laughingstock.
Now, David, when you first heard Donald Trump's initial, I'm going to throw my hat into the ring, the initial speech that he gave, what did you think? I mean, were you a supporter of Donald Trump's initially, and are you still?
Now, I've never been a supporter of his. I opposed him all the way in the primary, but I used to think that I could vote for him in the general election if he was the Republican nominee. And that's what I changed my mind on. I could never support him under any circumstances. And honestly, when he first started, I have to say I was almost more amused than appalled by him, because I almost thought he was pulling our leg. I mean, if you watch him in his speeches, if you watch him, and if you followed him for a while and, for example, watched him when he was in WrestleMania with the WWE, he's the same guy.
I mean, exactly.
Same guy. So part of me was thinking, is he kind of pulling our leg here a little bit? And then as time went on, I went from amused by him and kind of appreciative of how many eyeballs he was drawing to the Republican side, where I thought some really talented people were getting more people are getting a chance to see them. And then I became appalled. And then in the last few weeks, as he really uncorked, with his Iraq war conspiracy theories, I served in Iraq. And I that's when it pushed me well over the edge.
And I'm sure, as you write for the National Review, that you hold very near and dear to your heart the tenets of traditional American conservatism. And Donald Trump has kind of thrown those right in the fire, yet somehow still maintains a huge conservative base. Is it just his celebrity? Because it doesn't shock me that the people that are kind of on the fence, that don't really have any political affiliation, are gravitated towards Trump. Because he's good at what he does. He's a tremendous entertainer, and he's funny. He's very funny, and he gets headlines. What surprises me is some of the people who claim to be traditional conservatives that really are big Trump supporters.
Or evangelicals.
Yeah.
Right.
I can't get my head around that one.
Well, you and me both, except that, I know I live in the heart of Trump country. I live in rural Tennessee. My state went for Trump almost 40%, almost 20 points above the next highest competitor. And look, it's a combination of things. Number one, there's a lot of people who are furious at the Republican political class, just furious for a lot of good reasons. Number two, Trump is incredibly gifted at working the media and dealing with the media. I mean, he dominates the media. He's got more airtime sometimes than everyone else combined. And then number three, there is the conservative base is pretty fractured and pretty fragmentary, and there's an awful lot of people that are more populist than they are conservative. In other words, it's not that they are constitutional conservatives or small government conservatives. They may be well in favor of big government, but big government that is more the traditional sort of Rooseveltian Johnson kind of big government, as opposed to the Obama style of big government. And so Trump is almost a throwback to sort of he's like a cross between an old school Teamster and a new school reality star. So
right.
it's a interesting and unique combination, and he's hitting a lot of people that are not all that conservative, but are still very angry at the direction of our country.